Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
Don't let anyone tell you the Packers' 24-21 victory over the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday was an ugly win. First off, there's no such thing in the NFL. Secondly, in a rivalry like this, on the road, in the end, the win at Minnesota was a thing of beauty.
For 57 minutes and 27 seconds, in the 109th installment of Packers and Vikings, all that separated the two rivals were 3 points. But there comes a time in every football game when one team exerts its will over the other. With 3 minutes and 23 seconds left in the fourth quarter, the Packers took over at their 20-yard line. It was time. 52,000-plus in TCF Bank Stadium knew exactly what Green Bay had to do. So did the Vikings. A banged-up Green Bay offensive line shook off its maladies, and with the help of an ailing, battering Ram running back, Eddie Lacy, they exerted Green Bay's will in the trenches. 5 consecutive rushing attempts, a pile-driving 3 yards on first down. 5 more on second down, forcing the Vikings to take one of their 2 timeouts. Then on 3rd and 2, a 4-yard salvo to a first down and the 2-minute warning. Another 5-yard run coaxed the Vikings' final timeout. Then one more dagger of a run to end it once and for all for 10 yards at a first down. 5 completely anticipated runs against 9-man fronts for 27 yards and 2 first downs to seal the verdict in Minneapolis and power the Packers to the top of the NFC North at 8-3.
There's no doubt the Packers will have to play better this week when the New England juggernaut rolls into town. But you can bet the Packers will rise to the occasion at home in Lambeau Field in what many are calling a preview of Super Bowl 49. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrivee.